Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Congregation may be seated. Dear friends in Christ Jesus, this morning we're really going to be talking about the first song that we sang today. And it really is a great reminder for us to think about the way it is that we have to live this our lives and live in this world. As we saw Jesus Christ, as he prayed that high priestly prayer in our gospel lesson today, we find out that really it's a situation where we are not of this world, that Christ is not of this world. And we have to realize that this world is battled with us, with Christ, and really we have to understand who we are in this world. And who are we? As children of God, that we are victorious in this world. And oftentimes we forget this, you know, especially during this time of Memorial Day, when we take a few moments to look at the people who have sacrificed their lives for our freedom, people who have, out of the love of their hearts for mankind, has sacrificed and in many cases have suffered great pains and ills and suffered even to death for some, in some cases, in order that we could have the lifestyle that we do, first of all, but even more than that. It comes down even more than that, so that we could worship God, so that we could worship Jesus Christ in freedom. That is an important thing. And so as Memorial Day, as this weekend comes, as we think about this on Monday morning, take a few moments to give God the praise for those who have sacrificed. Give God the praise for those who have fallen in order to give us this freedom to be able to give praise to Jesus Christ. Because we are in a world where there is a battle. We are battling against the evil one. We are battled against Satan, sin, the power of the devil. We've heard all of these phrases before, but really we are at odds with sin. Sin is what destroys. It seeks to intertwine in our lives and destroy our lives. But praise be to God that he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to the cross in order to take away our sins, in order to free us from the shackles, from the bondage of sin, death, and the power of the devil. Praise God that we are victorious in him. And that's what it means to be a child of God. First of all, it means that we are victorious in Christ. But you know, the thing about it is, today is a lot of people think that we're not. A lot of people act as if we're victims. A lot of people, and even churches, treat themselves and treat us as if we are victims in this world. That all that we have to look forward to is suffering. That, you know, that Satan's winning out there. And if you look at in our churches, and you can even look in ours and see the empty pews, even on this Sunday where we combine our services once again. Yes, we know many people are out traveling, and many people are out visiting friends and family and doing the things that people do on a three-day holiday weekend. But yet at the same time, we know far too many times that we see churches that were full that are now half empty. Even in our own situation, what our vote is for out here, voting to merge another church into ours because their numbers had dwindled so much that financially they couldn't keep the doors open. You see, the thing about it is that we do struggle against that. We're struggling against the ideas of the world. We're struggling against the desires of the flesh. We're struggling against all of that stuff. And even though we do have to come together and merge churches together, we still have to realize that ultimately the victory is ours. When we sang our song in the beginning, lift high the cross, it's because we do lift high that cross. Because Christ, out of his love for us, saw us as his people before the beginning of this world, before all this, as he said in the gospel lesson, as he prayed that high priestly prayer, Lord, I do not pray for the world, but I pray for those who are yours. gave me. And what Jesus is praying for is he's praying for you and I. He's praying for us. He's praying for all the children of God. And he gives them praises that because he is not of the world and God is not of the world, that we would not be of the world. And so we don't have to live by those guidelines, those ways that the world wants us to live. And so we have to remember that we are victorious in him, even though it seems that our numbers in some ways are dwindling. That we are victorious in him because the battle is won. Not only the battle, the war is over. The victory is won. And that's what it means for us to be children of God. That we are victorious in him. That we don't have to worry about this world. But we also have to remember that there are those who fall to this world. And that each and every day that Satan tries to pull us away, he tries to take us out of this battle. Because if he can get us to deny Jesus Christ, if he can get us to do what Judas did to Christ, to betray him and turn our back on him, then he can make it look like he's winning. That he can put that sword in Christ's side. But as we sang before, what a blessing it is. Because as children of God, first of all, we have to realize that we bear on our brow the mark of the Savior. It was placed there when we went to that baptismal font. And what a great thing that this month of June is going to be a day of baptisms. We're going to see three people on the 11th that are going to be standing here at the font, and they're going to receive that same mark that each one of us has. It's that mark that makes us stand out. In fact, one of the greatest things that we can do, and oftentimes, if you're a person that studies history, one of the things that you do as you look at different civilizations and that is you look at the uniform, because the uniform is that makes you stand out and makes you so distinguished. I know that in our house, and most of you know that my son is in the military. One of the proudest things that he has is when he stands and he gets that picture taken of his uniform with the flag. And see, for us as Christians, it's the same thing, isn't it? One of the greatest things is when we get our mark of Jesus Christ and it's put on our forehead and we stand by our flag, by our standard, and that standard is the cross of Jesus Christ. Because it's from that point that we can be the most proudest. It's there that we are the most distinguished. Because we stand out above all of those. Because Christ has stood out. Not that it's anything of our own. Not that we have done anything. But it's all by what Christ has done for us. It was by him taking on our sin and going to the cross. Is by him suffering in front of the world, being mocked even by those who called themselves religious. Is by being beaten in the square and then placed and nailed on a cross in order to die as a thief, as a criminal. But yet, despite that suffering, what this Easter season is all about is that he rose victorious and he walked out of that tomb and he showed the world that we are victorious in him. And that's the mark, that's the mark that we bear. That's what it means to be children. And as children of God, it also means this. We may suffer. We may suffer. Because we carry that mark, because people can see it in our lives. People can see that we're Christian. In fact, there's a song that we sing, and Scripture tells us this. They will know that we are Christians by our love. You see, the thing is that what we do as Christians, just out of our nature, because Christ lives in us, we are going to do things that the world doesn't understand. We are going to act in ways that the world's not going to understand. And in fact, what we are going to do sometimes is we are going to stand up for the Word of God, even though the world doesn't understand. And that's really what bearing the cross is. That's really what suffering for the gospel is all about. Is sometimes that we have to suffer because of our faith. Sometimes we are going to be mocked because of our faith. Sometimes we may even be in harm's way because of our faith. Take a look at it just this past week in Egypt. Those Christian children that were on a bus, that someone killed them just because they bore the name of Christ. Just because they were on a bus that basically said, hey, we are Christians. It means we may suffer. It means that we may have people call us names. It means that people are going to make fun of us and tell us that we don't matter and that our ideas are archaic. That we need to get with the picture. But thanks be to God for those who really truly believe in Jesus Christ, for those who are marked as His children, that we continue to stand by that confession. There are some that think that suffering is just simply those things that happen in our lives. And yes, we suffer in our lives. Our bodies break. We need new parts put in. Sometimes we suffer because of what we say and what we do. But that's part of this world. That's part of the result of sin. But what we're talking about here is the suffering we do for the gospel. Because just as our song, Lift High the Cross, it does, it tells us that that everyone from every nation, from every language, needs to stand up and do exactly this, to proclaim the Word of God in this world. Proclaim that Word so that all people will know and so that all, because there will be a day. There will be a day when we see Christ returning, where He will descend upon a cloud and where every trumpet will blast. And as the Scriptures tell us, where every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, the one and only, the true God, as Jesus prays in His high priestly prayer. And see, that's what it is it's really Jesus' desire that all the people of the world would know this. And what He does is He sends us out as His soldiers. Yes, sometimes to suffer. Yes, and even sometimes to give our lives in order to proclaim the gospel message of truth. But that's what it means to be a child of God. And that's why we take moments here in this Memorial Weekend, not only to remember those people who have laid their lives on the line, that have sacrificed themselves, but that we remember all people who have sacrificed themselves for the gospel. Take a look at the suffering of the apostles. Take a look at the sacrifices, because all of them but John died by the sword. St. Paul was beheaded. St. Peter was hung upside down. St. Stephen was stoned in the streets. Because if it was not for their faith in Jesus Christ and their witness of Him crucified and risen again, if it wasn't for the suffering that they did, then we, as God's children today, may not be able to call ourselves God's children. Because it was by their witness, it was by their sacrifice, and it was by there that the gospel spread all throughout Middle Asia, into Africa, and up through Europe. It was there that it proliferated the world so that we would know that we are. That's right. So that we would know we are children of God. So on this Memorial Day, remember the saints. Remember the apostles. On this Memorial Day, remember all of those like Martin Luther and those and Bonhoeffer who have stood up for the faith so that we today could know and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that we could go into the world even though the suffering may come our way and even though death may come our way, that we are people of Jesus Christ, that the victory is won, the battle is over, that we are victorious in Jesus Christ. And see, the thing about it is that that has meaning as well. When we trust in Jesus Christ, when we see the Heavenly Father, we realize the Holy Spirit that convicts us. It means eternal life. It means an eternity of being with Christ. It means an eternity where once this battle is over, once we've left this earth, then we'll no longer have to worry about sin. We'll no longer have to worry about pain and death. That no longer will we have to struggle in our lives. But a day when we will walk with Christ Jesus. A day when we'll see the Heavenly Father face to face. A day when the Holy Spirit will dwell fully in our hearts. A day when we live in paradise. And even greater than that, a day when we will be reunited with those who died in faith. We will be reunited with loved ones who have stood faithful in their lives. We will be reunited with those who had suffered for the cross. And we will all live together in peace, in joy, in love, without sin. And so as we remember, as we take the time to celebrate with our families and our friends, yes, as we grill hot dogs and hamburgers on the grill, as we eat our beans and our potato salad. Got to have beans with a grill. But as we do all that, remember. Remember those who have suffered for the cross. Remember those who have sacrificed so that you today and say, with all confidence, with all faith, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May the peace that passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds centered and focused on Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.